princess, but he's like a boy and his dad is like super masculine. Mm-hmm. So I did this like whole comic book shoot where I drew him as like a little fairy princess and had him like fall asleep and wake up and he got bit by a butterfly like Spider-Man.
I loved that.
Yeah, and it was super, I loved it too, yeah. It was like all pink and like girly, and it was so cute to like put him on, he had pink hair. It was, I loved it. It was everything. Yeah. Plus, like when I was a kid, I wanted to be Spider-Man. So it was like both our things put together.
I love that. I feel like with photography, you can like make people who they want to be. Like,
yeah, you
can
do anything. Moment. I mean, almost anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can do anything. You can make him fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like have a favorite portrait that you've done overall?
I don't know. Recently, I've been doing a lot of stuff like for more like indigenous work. Yeah. So I'm Inuit. So I've been working on doing more stuff embracing that part of myself because I haven't done much work with that before. I have a little bit, but now I'm doing more of that. So recently I did a shoot with my mom and my sister together, just because like women's relationship in indigenous culture is so like tied together and so complicated. So I did a shoot with that, which isn't out yet, but it should be coming out in this month, that I really really love. I did it for like a application to school, and I love how like the connection between them looks, and they're like on the beach, which like Inuit culture is like it, a lot with like water and snow. Obviously.
Like, so what about water and snow?
Well, at least my grandma was like, she lived on an island, so she used to always say like the water was her savior. Aww. From not going to residential school, which is sad, but yeah, so yeah, they were like on the beach, and I love I'm excited for everybody to see it. It's beautiful. And then also I did some shoots with one of my friends now we were talking about in the snow. And I love those. I planned that shoot out for like a long time, and I loved when it turned out. It's gorgeous. I think it's like such like a regal photo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the way you integrate nature is like something that I've never seen like in fashion photography, like as well as you do it.
Like, I guess like obviously I'm lucky that that we live in BC and there's a bunch of nature, and also right now I don't work for a company. I could do whatever that I want.
Yeah.
Later on, I mean, hopefully I will work for a company, but I still want to do my vision. I want to be the creative director for my shoots, which is why I guess I get to have nature. I get to choose like the more feminine aspects. I get to put in my like indigenous culture into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's so beautiful. Well, I think that's, yeah, I was going to ask you about like how you approach like your portraits connected to your indigenous identity.
Yeah, I've just like been doing that more recently. Also, just like I just went to visit my family and they talked about it. So I just got more inspired.
Well,
but also like all my shoots I plan out. Like it takes me a month, a couple weeks to plan them all out, depending on how difficult they are. So if I want to do like an indigenous shoot, I try to like talk to my family and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I did one recently with my sister where she had like indigenous like women's tattoos, so on her chin and on her forehead. That means like it was like one of them was like when a woman becomes like of age, or like when she feels like she's a true woman. So I had to like research and do time, and I want to, you know, do it right.
Yeah. Well, that is so awesome. That's all the stuff for our chat about portraits. So we're gonna have another bit of chill. We're gonna listen to some more music. This song is called I Forget Myself by Akita.
industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
Hello, this is CGSF 90.1, Katie on the open mic with our guest Adele.
Hi.
We are back from that lovely tune. This is like probably my new favorite band, Bells Larson. That song was Blurring Time. That's the title off their album.
It's very peaceful. I like it. Yeah.
So peaceful. And I love like duetting vocals as well. It just, it feels so relaxing. It feels like I'm like with them and they're like making the song together as I listen to it. So guys, check out Bells Larson. It's, if you want to just feel like you're like on a river listening to music. It's so good.
It does give that.
Right?
Yeah, it's cute.
So we're pretty close to the end of this show. It's, oh my gosh, we only have 20 minutes left.
Yeah, we've just been rambling.
Yeah, beautiful rambling.
Yeah, always.
Always. Yeah, everything we do is beautiful. So now we're going to talk about just the creative process across all your photography. So one, I was talking about this, about just in general, like what's your favorite color, like when you're editing to like make it pop?
For me, green. I'm a lover of green when it comes to green and red. I mean, obviously they're contrasting colors, so.
Yeah.
But I've made like certain filters myself, and my favorite by far is like when the green and the red pops out. I will literally change. If there's a blue, I don't want to see that. Whoa. It's gonna go green.
Whoa.
Unless it's like the
city. Yeah. Wait, that's actually true. I've noticed that you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it's just like the color work that I work with. I love green. If there's orange, I don't want to see that. I'm gonna turn it red.
Yeah.
If there's pink, I'm gonna keep it pink though.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So that, and then I love black and white.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not really a color.
Well, no, but it's a totally different feeling.
Beautiful. I think it. If I want to do something that feels more raw, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do black and white for sure. Sometimes I plan shoots being like, this is mostly a black and white shoot.
Yeah. Wait, how do you decide that when it's gonna be black and white?
I guess if it's like, depending on where the setting is, for sure. Like, for example, if I'm doing a nature, if it's in nature, I'm probably gonna do more color.
Mm-hmm.
But I did one shoot that was like supposed to be very sad, and there's a woman in nature in water, and that was a more black and white shoot because we were more in like a dirtier forest instead of a more elegant looking forest, and that's like black and white right away.
Yeah.
So there's like a difference between what. Also, what is the person wearing? What is the basically, it's just like, what is the emotion I want to feel across?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Do you feel like there's like an emotion that kind of like goes throughout all your photography, or like something that you're just drawn towards?
I think I'm drawn towards like powerfulness.
Yes.
And like, I guess beauty.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. I don't definitely like powerfulness. I like a powerful model, powerful setting. Mm-hmm. Usually, like when I like now doing fashion shoots, it's more. It's not. I don't really focus on my setting as much as I focus on the actual person in my shoot, the actual emotion I want to feel across it.
Yeah, because I guess like everyone has a different way of like feeling powerful too.
Yeah,
so it's probably like you have to like adapt a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Like speaking of like black and white and like older traditions of photography, I was curious if like there were any like other eras of like just art in general that inspires you.
I mean, this is obviously kind of similar photography. I love film.
Yeah.
For a while, I questioned going into film. I watch film, and they inspired me to do photo shoots. So film, and then also I love watercolor, and I do. But that's just like a thing I like doing. But I love like around like the 60s when there were like some like feminist films coming out that were like. There's one, I think it's a Ukrainian movie. I'm not sure. That's called Daisy, and it's so weird, and I love it. And I like those kind of like weird experimental short films kind of stuff. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if you ever think about like film when you're setting up a shoot with like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like it reminds me of cinematography.
Yeah. It is. That's basically. That's the other thing I question doing. But I think the thing about photos I love so much is it's 1 second, it's that one still shot. In a film, you can get all this emotion throughout this one thing, but I wanted my one photo to be so powerful that one quarter a second captured is so powerful that you don't need all this extra time. You just need that.
Yeah, like you get the like an entire story
in that one thing.
Yeah. And I like with a photo, like it forces you to look at it.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Too.
And like for me, like I know photography is art, but I feel like a lot of picture people don't. Picked like, you know, it's just a picture, but for me I wanted to really like my photography is my art. It's art. I want people to look at it as a piece of art, a painting, you know.
Yeah absolutely. Do you ever think about your photography skills when you're just like taking normal photos too? If it's like
I'm not very good at taking photos on like as like if my friend is like, am I gonna take a picture of me, I'm not gonna be that good, which I know is like stupid, but there's like a difference if I pick up a camera where I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna think about it, if then I'm just like taking a photo. Like I think when I'm in the mode, you know, when I'm there and I'm taking the photo, this is serious and I'm not thinking about anything else. You could be asking me and talking to me, I'm not listening to you, I'm only focusing on this. So I guess I don't want to get in that mode because it's serious now if I'm in that
mode
when I'm like doing something casual, you know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's like Adele's gone.
Yeah, she's not here. Like when I went on a road trip with my boyfriend, I was like, I'm not gonna bring my camera because I don't want this road trip to be about that. This is its own thing. If not, you're never gonna be able to listen to me and I'm never gonna talk to you and it's only gonna be this.
That's amazing. I love that. I feel like, oh yeah, I was just wondering like if there are any portraits you're like working on and looking forward to.
Yes, actually, yeah. I'm doing one that I'm so excited for, but it's gonna be like my biggest shoot yet. which actually, since we're, maybe there are people listening. If there
are you out there?
If there are men, sorry, that sounds weird. If there are men listening who want to do a bit of modeling for me, who are open to this shoot idea, please listen to it before jamming me. Please DM me because I need male models for this. I need like 6 to 8 different male models. Whoa. Basically, I want to do a shoot inspired by my work because I work at a bar, and I'm sorry to the men out there, but you're like, your gender's kind of gross. So, and so a lot of men come up to me and hit on me, and they're, it's like every girl at my work has this. It's like one man after another all night just come to hit on you and you reject them. Mm-hmm. And I just got inspired to do a shoot based off that. So I'm doing one female model, just standing there, just one female model, and she's getting every, it's like 6 to 8 different photos, depending on how many men I get, of her getting hit on by a different guy every single one. And she's like, annoyed. Yeah. So it's like, we'll have, all the men will be like a different fashion. It'll be like someone who obviously works in the industry, like a waiter. Someone who's in like a suit. So a guy who's like, I don't know, like a typical white man, you know? Mm-hmm. And just like a different vibe of guy every single one. And they'll have one where he's wearing a wedding ring and she's pointing it out. And they'll have one where she's like taking a selfie. She doesn't care. So if there are men who are willing to pretend to hit on a girl for a shoot, please DM me. I need a bunch of guys for a shoot.
Yeah, Adele's Photography.
Yeah, it's Adele's Photography on Instagram.
Wait, that sounds so funny. Because that makes I feel like guys are always like, oh, like, I'm not like that, though. And I feel like having all the different kind of guys.
Yeah, that's why.
Showing,
yeah.
Like, you are like that, though.
Yeah, because, like, really, when really in public, it is like that. It is like every girl gets hit on by every different type of guy in their life.
Yeah.
Because what happened with it, I got inspired, is I was standing there and I just clocked in. And within 10 minutes, it was 4 different guys who all looked super different. So I was like, this is like a movie. And then I was like, wait, it could literally be a photo shoot.
Yeah, that's so funny. And I can imagine, like, is the girl just going to get more and more, like,
I was questioning that, but I think that would be a little complicated since they're not professional models. So, but if a professional model wants to hit me up, please do. But I don't know about that. I haven't decided that yet. But I also want to work with like a stylist that I worked with before to do that. So I'm honestly, I can't sleep because I'm thinking about it. I'm really excited. I already want to get like the fashion together. And I want to do it over Christmas break when people aren't at school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, yeah. I feel like this is like a good place to end off our conversation. Yeah, so thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was super fun.
Guys, this is for people who don't listen to Katie's open mic every week. This is my first person in the studio for an interview. And hopefully the first of many.
Yeah.
If you're my friend, no, I'm coming for you.
It's going to happen. It's going to, all the friends.
All the friends are going to be
on. But I'm like the OG. I'm like the middle school OG, so.
Yeah, I knew Adele first.
Yeah, so exactly.
You guys are already behind. Okay, but yeah, we're just going to like listen to some tunes. And then after this is going to be Department Uno with Connor for even more tunes. I don't know. Normally he's got a theme going on. And don't forget to listen to Arts Magazine tonight at 8 to figure out your plans for this lovely Friday night and for the weekend. Well, yeah, so thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you again next week I'll be celebrating the end of exams. It's going to be...
that is exciting.
We're going to be acoustic. we're gonna listen to some very chill island tunes next week to celebrate my vacay. But now I'm going back to the books. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
surface a child.
was passing me by. Didn't have no tears to dry. My brother, he's in trouble. My daddy just broke down. My man, he's in trouble. And the law, it's on his trail. It's a cold, cold morning, and I'm out in the rain and snow.
CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.